everybody. Welcome back to Ping. This is episode
72.
72 weeks of Ping, bringing you the hottest stories that Microsofties are pinging themselves about, pinging each other about.
Why
maybe they're pinging
them?
Themselves. There's a lot of pinging going on, hottest stories each week, and we've actually got quite a lot to talk about this week. Paul brought some stories.
I did.
Paul manned up, not just the Laura show this week, but Paul's going to...
Yeah, this is like the man show. This is like the boy contributing to the foy.
Yeah, we'll see how that works out.
Yeah, the big thing that I want to talk about...
Oh, you want to talk about right now?
Well, right now. I mean, it's just a quick little thing.
Okay.
Is Pass.
Yes.
Pass, the sequel summer conference.
Nah, Pass.
Okay, we'll pass on Pass. All right, well, maybe we'll talk about
PASS.
Let's talk about PASS,
the SQL Server Conference.
Yeah, the SQL Server Conference, it's here in Seattle in November.
Who can go?
Anybody can go, so long as they just cough up a little coinage.
Is it the kind of thing like PAX, the Penny Arcade Expo, where I could go and maybe I could afford it on my own earnings? Or is it a major conference where probably you want your company to pay for you?
Yeah, I think it's going to be in like the $1,000 type
Have
range.
Have your boss pay that one.
But there is good news. There's a refer attendee program that Microsofties can refer attendees.
Okay.
So if you put in the code MSF10, you get $200 off.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So
okay.
If you put an MSF10...
The number 10.
Then the number 10.
Yes.
Then you get $200 off. And if you refer me as who referred you, paulmest@microsoft.com, then we're both entered into a drawing to win a Dell Streak.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
And what kind of things... how many days is it? What kind of things happen at the
Yeah, there are,
conference?
Like 3 core days at PASS. So it talks all about SQL Server stuff and like... business information, like all the BI stack, so you get like the analysis services, reporting services. There's going to be a lot of big announcements coming out from the SQL Server org, and perhaps some other super secret projects. We may have some MVP session. We may have.
I know I'm excited.
Have some other session.
Hopefully,
we'll see.
You guys will watch the end of this show before running to register for PASS.
We'll see.
All right, let's start the show.
Do it.
Alrighty, as you guys know, there's been a war amongst the search engines of sorts.
War.
A battle, we'll
a battle?
Say. Yeah, you know, people battling over, you know, which search engine is the best, which search engine is the most profitable. And obviously Google, big competitor. Yahoo was a big competitor. And we of course, have Bing. But now, do you know what happens when do a Yahoo search?
What happens?
Powered by Bing.
Ooh.
Powered by Bing. It says real small. I think they said it was in a 8-point font.
I think that's
bottom,
what it was originally, and now I think they made it a little
bigger. Oh, we upped it?
I think so.
Okay, good. So maybe it's in a 10-point font. Down the bottom, you look hard enough, left a little magnifying glass,
right.
Powered by Bing. So that partnership is alive and flourishing.
Yep, so this is what had happened about a year ago. We, like many years ago, we actually tried buying Yahoo outright, and then we like figured out what we could really do with them as a partner. So we decided to put together this agreement where we would power their search results as well as power their ad delivery service. So so right now we have the organic search results for the US and Canada for English-based queries that are actually powered by Bing. Over the coming weeks and months, we'll be expanding the Yahoo search results to include powered by Bing in other countries and other cultures, other languages, and hopefully by this holiday season, we'll actually be powering the ads that are supported or shown in Yahoo's search results as well.
Awesome. Thank you for that, Paul.
Yeah.
Paul would like to apologize for breaking into laughter during the middle of that last very important segment on Yahoo being powered by Bing. Apparently, he left his cell phone on, and it started ringing, and found that humorous, not taking serious this business that we have to do here on today's show.
Notice how my cell phone's off.
Well, I just had him turn it off.
Because
I just
I'm
had him do that in the break.
Quite professional.
That's what happened. Anyway, I've got a very important story to tell you that I think you guys out there will appreciate. I know Paul appreciated it recently in the Miss Switzerland competition.
Yeah.
If you go to their website. Powered by Silverlight, they use a really, really it's a great Silverlight user interface where you can scroll across all of their applicants in the distance, and then, of course, zoom in and to different areas on their face and zoom all the way in to get finite detail of what color eyes they have and how porous their facial skin might be.
Yeah, this zoom actually seems to be a bit too deep.
Like. Too deep?
Yeah.
If you really want to get the goods on Miss Switzerland, they can... You know, it's interesting, and I found that for those of you that visit paparazzi websites on occasion, which sometimes I do as part of my job.
Glow?
I do. They have a lot of them, for example,
or no,
TMZ.
It's Wonderwall, that's what it is.
Wonderwall. Wonderwall doesn't have this, but TMZ has a news area where they'll show a photograph of Britney Spears, and then you'll have the zoom option. And the zoom option allows you to pick, suppose, like her jewelry, her bikini, or her shoes. And it pulls up in a separate window the zoomed image. Mm. And I looked at that technology, which is okay if you didn't know there was better.
Right.
And then you look at the technology of Silverlight and the deep zoom and what you can do on this sort of website where you have, you know, obviously full control over the areas you zoom into. You can see everything from out to, you know, just the full spectrum of the zoom.
Right.
You're not just going from far away to close up in an instant. And I just think that someone needs to pass on, someone like me, maybe, to these websites that they should be using our technology. Because really, obviously, the content may not be that interesting to you, the paparazzi or the Miss Switzerland competition.
Why would you want to look at 12 of the most beautiful women in Switzerland?
Right, when you could be deep diving into, like, your desktop machine.
Right, or like a panoramic view of like an entire city
with
a gigapixel photo.
I'm just saying, if Switzerland is wise enough to use this technology to appeal to their audience, I think that we need to work on getting the word out there so everyone uses this.
One interesting thing about this is like you actually can do like a 360 degree view type thing where you can go into one model and just like it looks like they've taken a bunch of pictures and you just kind of like slowly but surely just like have her turn around. It's like a jewelry
story
box
at all, did you?
Oh, not in the least.
I didn't know that. I didn't dive that deep into this one.
You know, I try and do a good job of my extracurriculars.
I appreciate that, Paul.
All right, Laura.
Yeah, Paul.
You know how Oprah has some of her favorite things?
Yeah.
I think we should have a segment on here about things that we absolutely love.
Things that we absolutely love? What do you want to put on there?
Do you know
pet poppies?
Pet
puppies.
Oh, puppies?
Puppies.
I don't think I really love puppies.
Oh. I'm a big fan of boating.
Okay. You know what I love?
SQL Server?
Scrabble.
I love Scrabble.
Yeah.
I guarantee I will rock you.
Disagree.
We should have ping after hours Scrabble mano y mano.
Okay.
Okay.
You know, I constantly just anagram things like there's no tomorrow.
We're going somewhere with this.
Yeah, like Max went to Rose Hulman University.
Okay.
You anagram Rose Hulman, spells out loser human. I realized that in a license plate earlier today. Anyway, aside from those things that we love, Microsoft.
I think we like different things.
Yeah, Microsoft, one of the GMs here, actually came out and said that we love open source. And this got like huge coverage throughout the blogosphere. Like, Microsoft loves open source.
Well, only because Ballmer, many, many moons ago, said he wasn't such a fan.
Yeah, I think in 2001 he had mentioned that Linux was a cancer or something like that. And
might have overspoke.
Yeah, but we know that a lot of our customers in enterprises and businesses have like mixed environments where they have Windows software, they have Linux software, they have like all sorts of stuff from like Oracle and VMware, mm-hmm. and we know that we have to play well into that ecosystem.
Yes.
So one of our GMs, Gene Paoli, he had made the statement that we love
open source.
Yes, and it's important for us to be successful in the enterprise by embracing the interoperability strategy between like Microsoft components. And
now, do you think there actually was sort of the disillusion that Microsoft still was not a fan of open source, or do you think that sort of perception has changed? Because I think that had Ballmer not made that little statement back in the day, I think it's pretty obvious that we've embraced open source.
Yeah, I don't think that we're against open source as like people writing software and making it available for free or like having the source code available. I think that, you know, we are a company that's in it to make profits and enable like long-term satisfaction of our customers so that we can continue to be profitable in the future. So any competitor that we have, I mean, obviously we want to do the right types of things to compete with anybody, whether they have an open source software or something that's proprietary software.
Mm-hmm.
So for us to say that we're against open source, I think is a misnomer and something that we weren't very clear on earlier in the day, when really we're competing against packages of software that may or may not have been open source, but we're fully embracing the open source movement.
Right. I mean, for example, I know that the Windows Phone guys are giving out for free, you know, some of the source code for some of these basic tools to be used into their applications and things like that. Like, we want to give out the code for things. We want you to build apps for us.
Yeah, we have a thing online called CodePlex, which is a nice shared source or open source community, so that you can see samples from Microsoft and experts in the field that are posting it up there. So it's kind of like a SourceForge thing, but for Windows and Microsoft-based technologies.
So we're just basically smashing old rumors and clearing up any sort of discrepancies. We love open source and apparently anagrams.
Yeah, definitely.
Kittens.
All right, Laura, you remember that website hotmail.com?
I mean, remember. Yeah.
Okay. Just making
sure. Subscribe to.
Well, in a previous episode, we had referenced hotmail.com, and someone thought it'd be a brilliant idea to misspell one of the words in Hotmail, and it was a completely unexpected website.
Oh, but, so you were researching the story more than I didn't go to that website.
But on hotmail.com, our mail site from Microsoft, we're...
M-A-I-L.
Yes, we are announcing that there's going to be ActiveSync support starting today.
Today, Monday.
So with ActiveSync, that will enable you to have push email messaging on mobile devices like your cell phone.
Good.
So if you don't currently have your cell phone synced to an Exchange server,
which I do,
you can then sync it to your Hotmail account. But if you have a handful of devices, like a Palm Pre or the new iPhone or the upcoming Windows Phone 7, you'll actually be able to have multiple Exchange accounts synced to one phone. So that way you can get your Hotmail email, you can get your corporate email all on one device.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was it's a step that needed to be taken in order to ensure sort of, and some of the other things, but Windows Phone 7's success.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, this needed to be done, and so we did it.
Yeah, a lot of customers have, a lot of Hotmail users have been asking for something like IMAP support, and Microsoft already has this great technology called ActiveSync, and it was just a matter of time before we could roll it out to our hundreds of millions of users. So
good news for all you Hotmail users.
Definitely.
And that's just about it for this week. I'd like to thank Paul for contributing. It's been a real pleasure. And before we go, you know, last week we had Max on.
We did.
But he had to return to Stanford.
Stanford. If anyone's wondering how you spell that, you can actually go back to Ping episode 71 and RHM
spelled. He spelled it for us. So.
Stanford.
He's got it down. Anyway, so he's at college, he's at university, and I know a lot of you are, or you know people who are, and even high school students are eligible for DreamSpark.
DreamSpark.
Which is?
DreamSpark is Microsoft's way of giving lots of development tools to our academic...
Free software,
free development tools. And with Windows Phone 7, we actually allow you to post on
this
the Windows Marketplace for mobile...
For free!
So that means you can make all sorts of, like, bodily noise apps, post them on Windows Marketplace, mobile, I don't even know what it's called for officially, but you get to post up there, people can pay you for it, you can make money, even as a student, with free software, and we get all sorts of great apps.
There you go, so get out there and start doing that, and don't say Ping never gave you nothing.
That's right.
There you go, so we're out of here.
With that, peace. Don't forget, pass MSF 10. Boom.